get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. Listen, I am coming on here laughing because I have an amazing guest that's on here and she has already started the fire. I had to tell her to hold up, hold up. I'm your lifetime imprint leader and I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life, which are spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I'm sorry. I'm excited right now because my guest is on fire. I'm going to have to ask her to go ahead and put some water on her seat as I continue to tell you that I am that chosen warrior. Yes. Who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. I hold virtual group and family workshops on leaving an imprint. That's right. Leaving an imprint, you know, like Maya Angelou is a great example. Maya Angelou, Dr. Martin Luther King, and some other legacies that have left imprints. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation. That's what our guest is going to be talking about too. So thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. This is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and your inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. This is our 1 year anniversary that we're still celebrating. You'll be listening to nothing but stone cold truth. So if you are lacking in motivation right now to the point that it's keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. So I'm going to move out of your way right now because my guest today is on fire. She is a tiny little bumblebee that's buzzing all the place. And I'm going to ask her to introduce herself. I promise you, get your pen and papers out so you can jot down nugget after nugget and all of her contact information. But right now, guests, are you still there?
I am. Good morning. Grand rising to you, Betty. Grand rising to you.
Yes, go ahead. You got to start that fire all over by.
You know, I'm super excited to be here. For those of you that know me, my name is Candace Camille. I'm known as the Wellologist Worldwide. You know, I am CEO of Candace Camille Enterprises, founder of the Sexy Fit and Well movement, where I teach women to become sexy, fit, and well through meals, mindset, and movement with results you can see in your body and feel in your soul, right? And feel in your soul. One of the things about just being well, you know, I add sexy on there, Betty, because it's every woman's God-given right to feel sexy. And for some reason, it perks up our ears. It perks up everything when we hear the word, because it sort of makes us stand stronger, stand in our power. And I know a little bit about being powerless. you know, in my life, like we lose that power. And sometimes it takes you to get gangster. Like sometimes you just got to get real gangster with yourself to go inside of you to pull it out. So when you're talking about building up your mental muscle, building up your physical muscle and building up your spiritual muscle, that's exactly what it takes before you can build up any other muscle. And I literally learned that the hard way, right? So a lot of times we got to get knocked around and knocked in the head before we get it. Cause you know, God will keep on giving you the lesson till you get it. You keep asking yourself some time, you know, why I keep doing this? Cause you ain't get the lesson yet, chick. You ain't get the lesson yet, chick. So it took me a minute to be knocked down before I got it, before I realized what was important, because in life, we're taught that money is so important. Like this equity, you got to work so hard, you know, then you got to retire and die. But no one really told us about, Betty, what does our body retirement look like? So God literally has given me this assignment. God has given me this assignment, right? To simply get it out, like, is your body going to match your bank when you get older? Because a lot of the times we are broke, busted, and disgusted by the time we get 67 or 70 years old, because we haven't taken the time to really take care of ourselves. So when I talk about that assignment, right? Because God has a specific assignment for all of us, right? Mm-hmm. So the question I want to leave you with is, and I had to ask myself this, or just, are you in alignment for your assignment?
Ooh.
Yeah. See, because God needs you to line things up. And if things are not lined up, you are going to go around and around and around and around. How many of you guys been around or still on that hamster wheel that simply says, you know what? I can't get the hell up off of this thing, right? Because you're not in alignment. And I know you're saying, what you know about alignment? Let me tell you a little bit about me. Before I was CEO of Candace Camille and founder of Plank Talk Nation and founder of the Sexy Fit and Well movement and owner of a couple of B&Bs, it wasn't always like that, Betty. You know, so today, you know, I always say my life has gone from horrific to terrific. When people look at you, they simply say, you know, I want to be like her. I want to do this. You know, I want that body. But no, you cannot have my body, but I can help you get your best body. So I wasn't always here. I was about 220 pounds, working very hard. You know, I come from child abuse, from molestation, you know, by my dad. I was homeless with a daughter living in a phone booth. I went through a bout of domestic violence, right? You know, back then, I say today I'm just hot. But back then I was a hot mess. But today I'm just hot. That bears repeating, right? So, and in going through all of that, because you always say that your setbacks are set up for your comebacks. Mm-hmm. So for all those things that I went through, Betty, the child abuse, the molestation, the homelessness, the domestic violence, all of that, those setbacks literally set me up for the biggest comeback of my life, because about three decades ago, 30 years ago, I was diagnosed with tracheal cancer, right? Yeah. So I am a cancer conqueror. And I dare say, and I don't cuss a lot, but cancer will make you cuss, right? So I kick cancer's ass, right? So so I don't say I survived, I don't say I thrived, but I do say I conquered. So I'm a conqueror, because when you're talking about overcoming it, you were so far on the other side of it that you no longer even think about it. I tell this story so I can give others hope. So I come to you as a manifestation is what's possible if you think you deserve it and if you want it. See, because there is a difference, because just like you, Betty, we hear the word cancer, we automatically think it's a death sentence. And I'm no different than anybody else. I went home to die because that's what we were taught. That's what we knew. So you just go home and you die. You got cancer, nothing. But then you have to make a decision. And just like any other woman, right? you know, we have the right to just change our mind. That's just what it is, you know? So I changed my mind. I no longer wanted to die, right? It ain't in your hands. You ain't got nothing to do with this. But if you think you're going to die, you lay there and crying and all you doing is just laying there, you absolutely right. But when you stand up, when you stand in your power and you decide, I don't want to die. So we can first make the decision, Betty, because that's the first thing you got to do, no matter what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're going through. There's some prerequisites even before that decision, because even when you get to the decision, you got to simply just say, you know what? I believe that I'm going to live. Then you have to say, I deserve to live. See, because without belief in deservance, you're not going to go anywhere. Because if you don't think you deserve to live, if you don't think you believe that you're going to live, you're right. You're going to lay there and die or just lay down, you know? Because I always say the longer you lay down, the longer you're going to stay down. But you got to get up, right? You got to get up. And that's where the decision comes in. You got to make a decision to get up. So when I laid in that bed and, you know, I'm no longer in control of my whole body, you know, somebody taking care of me, somebody feed me, somebody cleaning me, you know, you have no longer control. But when you sit up, when you start to line things up and you make that decision, I want to live. I don't want to be like this. I'd rather be dead than to be like this. See, now you got some power. You got some power. See, now God's listening. See, because a lot of times we asking God to order our steps, like to make us move, but we're not willing to move our feet. I'm laying in the bed talking to God. He ain't doing nothing until I get up. You got to get up. So when I made the decision, I need to get up. Like I said, I was debilitated, couldn't move. And one day, Betty, I decided I'm gonna give it a shot, right? I was like, okay, God, let's give this a shot. So I literally just reached over, but when I reached over, I fell out the bed, right? I fell and hit the floor. You know, I've been in the bed for a minute. You know, I'm weak, I hit the floor. But Betty, it felt so good. You know, it hurt so good, if that's the thing, right? It hurt so good, because it hurt like hell, but you know, there was movement. I was on the floor, like, oh my God, you know, my husband come in the room and he he's like, baby, how, what, you know? And I, yeah, he thought I had bum lost my mind. You know, we know that cancer spread, and I laid there on the floor. I wouldn't let him get me up. And he was like, how the heck did you get down there? And I told him God threw me on the floor. So he know I, the cancer had gone to my brain. That was it. You know, God threw me on the floor. Oh, but but that was the day I understood. So hear this. That was the day I understood that God already gave us what we need. It's now your turn. So when you make the decision to do something, there has to be a plan after that. You just can't wait on God. See, while you waiting on God, God waiting on your next move. So my next move was to reach over and fall up out of that bed. So I fell out of the bed. And I was there. So now I know that was the start of my plan. I have to do something. See, we can have the faith. You know, we can hope. We can believe. We can have the faith. All of that stuff. But if you don't have a plan to do the work that goes behind it, nothing is going to work. Right? Movement does not occur until you move. So if you want something to change, there have to be some movement. So y'all remember, I fell on the floor.
I can see that in your textbook. Wow.
And I tried to crawl. All that stuff, it didn't work. But in that moment, I knew that I was weak. You know, a lot of times, a lot of things that we're going through, we're weak. We haven't done what's necessary. We don't have any strength. You know, I wasn't eating right. I wasn't sleeping right. I wasn't drinking any water. You know, I was drinking, we call it Ensure today, but back then we called it Isocal. You know, not a lot of nutrients and minerals in the body. And if you don't feed the body what it needs, you don't have any strength. So you're not able to move. But that's when I realized, Betty, like I teach even to this day, when I teach women how to be well, sexy, fit, and well through meals, mindset, and movement, I had to change the way I was thinking. See, because I thought I was going to die. I had to change from dying to living. So you got to change the way that you're thinking, what your thought process, when you're talking about having some thought-provoking conversations of change with yourself.
Yes.
With yourself. So I had to change what I was thinking, right? Yeah, you don't just say, you know what, I'm going to change my mind. Some of us have the ability to do that. One day you can wake up and say, I just don't want to be like this anymore. And that's just the way it's going to be, right? But then there's those days you'd be like, oh, Lord, I need a little help, right? Somebody come pull me out of this bed and do what you need to do. So I started reading. One of the books that helped me change my mind was Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Had nothing to do with money. It had to do...
I'm looking for, because I have it up here too, my library.
It's one of the books when you're talking about personal development, just changing the way that you think. That was one of the books that I still read to this day. I'll go back and reference it when I'm getting stuck somewhere, because that's one of the things, because we all, you know, as a personal trainer and a nutritional coach and a wellologist, and a certified emotional mastery coach, it's all about your feelings. So your feelings dictate what you're thinking. So I had to learn how to change how I was feeling so I can change how I was thinking. See, because the only way to change an emotion is to move your physical body, which in turn change your mind. So Napoleon Hill helped me with that. Think and Grow Rich, right? Listen, when you're talking about getting an increase in your mental muscle, you know, I was building my mental muscle, right? You know, because sometimes we can have all these muscles, but if the mental muscle is weak, so you have to ask yourself, what am I doing for my mindset? Then the Bible. These is out of order. But my three books is like my Bibles. Of course, the Bible is the one because it gives us the plan. We read around the plan because we really don't want to do it, but it's there.
I cannot. You know, I know listeners are like, she is on fire. And I usually have like a set of questions. You have answered each and every one of them without me even asking you to take a breath and take a breath. Cause if no, I'm just kidding. This is so good. Now listen, I want my listeners to know that you have the opportunity to comment live on these. You make your comments as you are listening to Dr. Camille speak here, Dr. Candace. She's the wellologist coach. And what was that fit again, doctor? You said something about fit. She also talks about sex too on some of her, if you catch her clinking, you may hear.
Well, listen, I have to say we're grown women now, so we should be talking about sex. It's just something that just is, right? it just is, you know, it's just a part of being grown. One of the things I always talk about sex, because let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Because, you know, if you grown, you got kids, or you married, or you've been out there, somebody done had some sex, you know, it is what it is. And it doesn't go away because we get older. You know, I like to tell people I'm 60 plus, but I'm a still sassy, spicy 60. Sex is still a part of my life, you know, so and it should always be. But one of the things I always tell my clients, always look for associations, especially when it comes to working out, especially when we're trying to reduce weight or to become well. It's good. I always have these little analogies that I come up with. And sex is one of the things that's universal. Everybody gonna sit up and pay attention. You start talking about sex, right? So I always say to them, you know, y'all listen up now. Listen, and don't be going crazy on the feed because we talking about sex, right? Talked about in the Bible. That's why we here, because we had sex. It is what it is, right? So one of the things I tell them all the time, like working out, because a lot of times, Betty, like you, if you work out and you start being sore and things start hurting because you haven't used muscles in a very long time, just like anything else, it's all new to you. You're a beginner. You're not sure what to expect. Just like when you first had sex, I don't know how old y'all was, but when you first had sex, we know nothing about it. But somebody talked us into doing it, right? You know what? And it hurt like hell back then because we didn't know nothing about it, right? This was all new territory. So you have to look at exercise the same way. You ain't exercising 40 years. It is all new territory. Just like sex is going to hurt. It really is going to hurt, right? So just prepare yourself. Because think about it. If you had sex when you was 18, 21, 16, 30, don't matter when you first had it, it hurt. When the hymen was broken, it hurt. So that's it. You know this is going to happen. But then you did it again, right? And then it didn't hurt so much, right? And you did it again and again and again. Then all of a sudden that pain became pleasure. So now it's something that you're asking for. So exercise is the same way. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt again. It's going to hurt again. But then all of a sudden, it's going to be pleasurable. So when you think about where you're going with exercise, you're looking for the pleasure in it the same way we looked for that pleasure in sex. You know, so we had our orgasmic moment. So when you think about exercise, it's orgasmic wellness. So when are you going to get that elated feeling? When is it coming, you know, to coin a pun? Pun intended, by the way. When is it coming, right? You keep going until it comes. Then it feels good, right? And then you do it again. And you do it again till now it becomes commonplace. Just like for those of us that's married, sex is commonplace. And one of the things about it, if you've taken really, really good care of yourself, Betty, that it's something that doesn't goes away. You don't have to worry about low libido. So a lot of the things that we're worried about right now, it's things that we can do for the body that goes away. So when you stay sexy, fit, and well, when you're continually taking care of yourself, you're not dealing with the things that we're dealing with today. Obesity, you know, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, you know, even cancer. And you'll say, well, you know, Candace, you had cancer. Girl, I was 220 pounds eating everything under the sun, leaving my whole body open up for any invader that will come in. And that's what we're doing when we're not doing what we're supposed to be well. So even going, getting healing from the cancer, I started doing what I'm supposed to do. 30 years later, I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do. I released 115 pounds. I never gained it back. Why? Because I still have this plan. So even when I made the decision, right? So Betty, here's the turnaround to that. When you make the decision, right? And you create the plan.
Yeah.
So you have to say, what is it that you have to overcome? What plan are you going to create? So, Betty, what do you think the next thing is after you create the plan?
You take action.
You take action. Right. So you take action. So now you got the plan. So I want you to all write this down. Your plan is your discipline. So this is what I want to leave you with. Your plan is your discipline. When I fell on that floor, I had a plan. My plan was to get up every day till I fell on the floor so I can stand up on my own. So that's what I did every single day. The plan was to get out of the bed, then to go to the bathroom. So your plan. So what is your plan? And then you have to follow the plan to the letter of the law, right? But before you can do that, you got to make the commitment. See, because once you got the plan, which is your discipline is in your journal. Pull out your journal, read your discipline, and be committed to doing your discipline, which brings me to number three, to how I beat this cancer thing, which was consistency. Every day I got up, right? Every day I got up. I'm falling on the floor, by the way. Thanks to the grace of God, no bones broke, but I got up every day to get up out of this bed. My plan said get up. I was committed to following the plan. And when you're committed to following the plan, now you must be consistent. So follow the plan to the letter of the law. That's where consistency comes in, right? And then you got to be determined. You got to be determined. You got to have some determinations. So you got to be on your grind, right, Betty? Grind means greatness resides in nonstop determination. So if you want to be great, if you want to overcome anything, get on your grind, be great, reside in nonstop determination. Don't stop. And then determination, what was next was the courage, because it always didn't go right, right? You got to have courage to continue the plan, the commitment, the consistency, the determination. And then the last thing is that you got to have patience. So that's how I became sexy, fit, and well. That's how I overcame all of that stuff. You know, I was committed, consistent, disciplined, determined, had courage. Even when people say, you know, that's crazy, you might as well stop and lay down and die. You're going to have a lot of naysayers in your ear. But you know what? Tell them to go kick rocks. Kick rocks and continue on your plan, because the person, that better version of you, the person that you haven't yet become, she's there waiting for you. So go on the hunt for the person you have yet to become. That's what I did. And you know what? I'm still on that journey because I'm not done here yet. You're not done till you're dead. So you continue. You know, my clients say to me every day, Betty, how long did I have to do this? I said, it depends on how long you want to live.
Yes.
A really, really healthy life. Like, for those of you that's listening, what does a really, 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 did I say really healthy life looks like? Because my 1 + 1 don't equal your 2, but I can help you develop your formula. Because everybody has their own formula. We're not the same. We are all unique inside of our own sexiness, as I say all the time. So you have to find your plan and then stick to it, to the letter of the law. That's what I do for my clients every single day. We create a plan inside of your mindset where you come sit on the red couch with me, because a lot of times we're trying to lose weight and it's not what you're weighing, it's what you weigh, what's weighing you down. You know, it's not what you weigh, you know, so what, you're 200 pounds, so what, you're 300 pounds. You've been trying to get rid of this weight for 10 years now, 20 years now. And I had some clients like, I've been trying to lose this weight for 20 years and you helped me get it off in 3 months. How is that possible? I said, because we got to the root of what's weighing you down, not how much you're weighing. So that's one of the things why the mindset is so important. So once you figure out what's weighing you down and you start to move that stuff out of the way, that's where the overcoming becomes. You know, the overcoming becomes, then you become the best version of you. And now you can work because you let it go. So I help you find that trigger, you know, and knowing what it is. And once we do that, now it's time to work. So now it's time to move your assets, right?
I told you all, she is amazing, honestly. And I mean, everything she has said, grind, greatness resides in nonstop determination. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh my goodness. And I thought that I was the acronym queen. I can't even keep up with all the acronyms she has. And listen, she said earlier that she receives hundreds of videos a day. I want her to talk about that as well, because she and I are like running out of time, but I'm like embracing everything she's saying. So I want to get your comments. I want your feedback. She's going to give her information, but she mentioned to me earlier that she has several platforms, and she receives hundreds of videos a day. And in order to have in order for your video to be published on her site or one of her platforms, you have to be planking. Explain that.
What? All right. So I am fans of Plank Talk Nation, and that's exactly what it is. It's planking. It's talking while planking. So we are a nation of elevation. So if you think about planking, for those of you that don't know what planking is, of course you can Google it, but you get on your elbows and your toes and you rise your body up, right? So you raise your body up and you hold in that planking position while you're on your elbows. Your elbows and your shoulders are lined up and you raise your body up, right? So you're planking. And since we're talking about it, you can go Google what planking is so you can see what I'm talking about. So again, in this nation, you can talk about anything you want. I don't give you any topics. If you're talking about your program, if you're talking about God, it don't even matter. But the only way that your video get approved is that you're giving your message while planking. Right? And you say, why? Because I'm a wellologist and it's called Plank Talk Nation. So if you're not planking, there's no reason for you to be here. But if you have a message that you want to give out, do it while planking, because now I know that you got a minute. You got a minute to change your body to master your mind. So in that minute, while you're rising up, even though you're giving your message, but you're literally changing your body at the same time. So I get excited. I get stoked as the wellologist and a personal trainer that you're planking and you're talking to me. So if you want to be on that platform and you want to be here, we have thousands of people in that platform and you could be, just go to Plank Talk Nation and join us. There is a video there to tell you exactly what it's all about. But if you ever submit your video into that group, it doesn't get approved. You know, my team will never approve a video where you're not planking. So you have to be planking. So if Betty want to come on there and talk about her Fit Friday, Betty going to have to plank while she talk about her Fit Friday. But here's the deal. You may be planking for 5 seconds, but you made an attempt to do it. That's an approval. See, because my thing is that you don't know what you can do and until you attempt it, right? You know, so if she attempt for 5 seconds and says, Candace, you crazy. All I got is 5 seconds, but I'm still here going to sit here and talk about my Fit Friday. It's all good because you're laying on the floor. You're out of your element. We ain't all cute. You're laying on the floor and you continue to talk about what it means to be fit on a Friday, right? Fit and fabulous on a Friday, y'all. I planked for 5 seconds, but I'm gonna do it tomorrow and it may be for 10 seconds. I started off Betty planking for about 15 seconds when I first started about 6 years ago. I've been planking every day for the last 6 years, and now I can plank for 3 hours and some change.
Yes, I think I saw you in a competition.
Yeah, so I am like, again, so right now, because of Corona, I'm still a world contender for the Guinness Book of World Records. So that's what I'm going for. One day you will see Candace Camilla Wellologist in there. I don't care if I'm 90, I'm gonna get in that book, because that's what I believe. I deserve to be in that book.
Yes, so what? You do.
I'm gonna keep practicing until I get there. So, and that's what we have to do. Whatever it is you wanna change, just keep practicing till you get there.
And I'm sorry to cut you off, but some of the things that that authenticate you, and just for, I'm looking for the other word. You've been on several shows. I was sitting somewhere at an airport. I can't even remember. I was traveling and you were on Dr. Oz's show. And I'm like, that's Candace. Everybody's like, what are you talking about? That's Candace Camille. You guys don't know her.
Yes, and that was amazing being on there. You know, and I forget about all that stuff because, you know, my whole message, my promise, most people say, like, why are you doing that, right? So for me, it was for hope and a promise. Mm-hmm. And when I got well, I mean, I know I didn't do it on all my own esteem. I had a lot of people that's helping me. Mm-hmm. And also God intervenes at all times. Mm. And I promise that if I ever beat this thing, that I will teach women how to be well, because my background is medical. You know, I was in pulmonary medicine for about 28 years as a respiratory therapist and a pulmonary technologist. So mm-hmm. I retired from there, rather I fired my boss. And I came over here to do this thing because it kept nudging at me. You promised. Yeah. You didn't just do this for yourself. Say you're doing it for yourself. Right. You really have to get this to the masses. So that's what I still do to this day. Even though some days, Betty, I want to quit, but you know what? God yanks me up and, you know, stop whining, get your little 15 minutes of crying out, get your frustration out, and get on back to your assignment.
Won't he do that? Yes, we talked about that too earlier. He's like, what you weeping for? You done weeping? You know, get back to your assignment. You're one of his favorite. You're his chosen. And so if you don't do it, I don't know any other person that's doing what you're doing, Candace, honestly. And if there is, I still don't know them. I only know of you, and you're so vocal with it. This is a worldwide podcasting. And I know people from all over the world have something to say. If you have internet connectivity, you're going to want to link up with Candace because she has a heart and a passion for this. There's so many platforms that she has been on. But did you just hear what she said? She forgets about, she forgot about them. You know, it's not necessarily forgot. They're not as important to her as you are. How's yes. that? And this is one of the things I tell people, Candace, is that strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing imprints that they've generated throughout their life journey. So you're sharing an imprint. I mean, like, seriously. And I want folks to remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things once thought you couldn't. Candace talked about that. And I want to thank everyone for like joining us here on this Overcoming Battles. And again, reach out to my amazing guest today. But before we sign off, I'm going to have her to give you all of her contact links. And you hear it over and over again. You have the opportunity to listen to her on all the major platforms that are out there. When her recording goes live. So Candace, you have thousands of videos there. We're going to get millions of videos there just because of your heart and your passion and the imprint that you are leaving. I'm turning the mic back over to you, my love.
I received that. I'm Candace Camille, the Wellologist. You can connect with me at CandaceCamille.com, SexyFitAndWell.com, all spelled out, to see what the whole Sexy Fit and Well movement is all about. You can also join my various groups, the Sexy Fit and Well Movement on Facebook, Plank Talk Nation on Facebook. I'm known at the Wellologist on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So I'm at the Wellologist across the board. And if you want to get in touch with me again, go to sexyfitandwell.com and send me a message, and I will reach back out to you, especially if it's on something about being sexy, fit, and well. So I want to leave you with the acronym for sexy. It literally means, Betty, start every day. Execute your X-ray vision, stay yoked up.
Wow.
So that's what the Sexy Fit and Well movement is all about. We're starting every day to execute from the inside, and you have to be under the authority of God so you can know where you're going. So that's what we do daily. Join us in one of our clubs. We have a live fitness club. We have a live cooking club, and we also have a live red couch club. So join me in one of those clubs. I would love to stay connected to each and every one of you. Thank you, Betty.
You're welcome, my love. Again, this has been my girl, Candace Camille. Honestly, my head is hurting from laughter and just, I don't know. She's amazing. And I know that you all have enjoyed her just as much as I have. Candace, you are such a jewel. I appreciate all your testimonies and just the fact that you have resurrected from one thing to the next. And you went deep with us today. You told us things that grandma wouldn't even tell us, you know. So I love you to pieces. And this has been Dr. Betty Speaks with Dr. Candace Camille.
It's Betty Speaks, the international transformational storytelling. Just what you need, time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Betty Speaks.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.